Sister Rosetta Tharpe took the stage like a force of nature. Draped in elegant gowns, she'd cradle her electric guitar, alternating between delicate finger-picking and thunderous power chords with just enough distortion to make you feel it in your bones. Then she'd start to move, swaying, leaning, even executing little jumps in her heels, all while making that guitar speak with a voice as powerful as her own. This extraordinary woman wasn't just talented, she was revolutionary. Elvis Presley adored her. Johnny Cash called seeing her perform one of the most moving musical experiences of his life. Jerry Lee Lewis was so captivated by her recording Strange Things Happening Every Day that he performed it during his son's studio audition, explaining, "She's singing religious music, but she is singing rock and roll. She's shaking, man. She jumps it." Despite influencing generations of musicians who would become household names, Rosetta ended up buried in an unmarked Philadelphia grave, her groundbreaking contributions nearly erased from musical history. Her story transcends music. It's about a black woman who defied every convention of her time, creating something so powerful that the world is still catching up to her genius nearly 50 years after her death. Born in 1915 on an Arkansas farm, Rosetta absorbed music from her parents, Katie on piano and mandolin, Willis on guitar and harmonica. By age 6, she played guitar pretty well. Around 1920, Katie and Rosetta joined the Great Migration to Chicago, seeking better opportunities. In Chicago, they found community at 40th Street Church, the city's largest Church of God in Christ congregation. Unlike conservative denominations, Kojic embraced music with their rock church rock philosophy, believing the devil should not be allowed to keep all this good rhythm. After an impressive church debut where Elder Roberts placed her atop the piano as a singing and guitar playing miracle, Rosetta toured with her mother by her early teens, developing a distinctive sanctified guitar style that electrified audiences. Around 1938, Rosetta made the radical decision to leave both her abusive marriage and the church for a secular career, launching a journey that would transform American music forever. The irony was striking. From Cotton Plant, Arkansas to the Cotton Club, a venue built on plantation imagery that barred black patrons except performers. Though initially unsigned in 1938's advertisements, Sister Rosetta immediately captivated audiences with her distinctive sound. Reporters, unfamiliar with Pentecostal expression, struggled to describe her, labeling her a swinger of spirituals or holy roller singer. After gaining press attention, she acquired manager Mo Gale and signed with Decca Records. Her first recording, Rock Me, transformed Thomas Dorsey's spiritual with a suggestive growl and lyrical changes. Her Carnegie Hall appearance at Hammond's From Spirituals to Swing concert cemented her fame, with Count Basie noting she had those old cool New Yorkers almost shouting in the aisles. Despite her celebrity, Rosetta struggled with this transition, performing in Pentecostal meeting sets while still attending actual services. This sparked debate about swinging the spirituals, with critics condemning the desecration of sacred songs, while intellectuals like Zora Neale Hurston defended the practice as authentic to black musical tradition. She made that guitar talk, perfectly captures how Rosetta transformed her instrument into an extension of herself. Chicago gospel singer Geraldine Gay Hambrick noted, "When Chuck Berry came out, I had seen all that." Alfred Miller marveled at how Rosetta could make that guitar say it while playing it behind her back, sitting on the floor, or lying down. This talking guitar had deep roots in Rosetta's Kojic upbringing, musically paralleling speaking in tongues, a practice later rock guitarists would appropriate while infusing it with masculinity. Unlike the guitar as phallic symbol, Rosetta created a distinct means of expression as a black woman with limited public outlets, combining abandon with exquisite control. Ella Mitchell recalls Rosetta challenging male guitarists at the Apollo. "Come on, can you do this?" When they couldn't match her, audiences erupted in support. As Inez Andrews observed, she was the only lady I know that would pick a guitar and the men would stand back. Rosetta flourished during wartime as both a dance band performer with Lucky Millinder's orchestra and a respected gospel singer. Her 1944 hit, Strange Things Happening Every Day, recorded with Sammy Price's Boogie Woogie Piano, reached number 2 on the race charts, coinciding with Germany's surrender, the atomic bomb, and Jackie Robinson breaking baseball's color barrier. This recording later influenced white musicians at Memphis's Sun Studio, with DJ Dewey Phillips frequently playing it and Jerry Lee Lewis performing it during his Sun audition. Rosetta profoundly shaped Elvis Presley, who admired her guitar playing, Johnny Cash, who repeatedly played Strange Things during his Air Force service, and Carl Perkins, who called it rockabilly. Rock and roll's essential elements, rhythmic drive, emotional intensity, and the blend of sacred fervor with secular excitement, were fully formed in Rosetta's hands years before the genre had a name. In 1946, Rosetta partnered with Marie Knight, their voices creating perfect harmony, Rosetta's fierce soprano against Marie's rich contralto. Their hit, Didn't It Rain, showcased their bluesy, rhythmically complex style with Rosetta's guitar, Sam Price's piano, and voices that critic Nat Hentoff later compared to bebop trumpeters. Their partnership thrived on contrast, Marie with her rich velvety tone and grand dame presence versus Rosetta's playful style. They headlined prestigious venues and broke attendance records across the South. By 1950, as Rosetta's stardom dimmed with Mahalia Jackson's rise, she sought reinvention. Working with promoters Irvin and Israel Izzy Feld, she created something unprecedented, a wedding concert at Griffith Stadium. On July 3, 1951, Rosetta married Russell Morrison at Washington's Griffith Stadium, blending sacred ceremony with show business. Though Janis Joplin is often credited as America's first female stadium rocker, Rosetta preceded her, drawing 15,000 to 30,000 fans despite a transit strike, triumphantly merging her entrepreneurial, spiritual, and artistic ambitions. By 1957, Rosetta's American career had declined, yet in Europe, she was received as musical royalty. Her electric guitar playing profoundly influenced young British musicians, introducing rock guitar hallmarks, playing loudly, sustaining notes, performing with visual flair, and making the guitar talk. For 1960s English blues rockers, she established the electric guitar as rock's quintessential lead instrument. Despite health struggles, including diabetes and a leg amputation, Rosetta performed until suffering a stroke. She passed away on October 9, 1973, buried in an unmarked grave. Mainstream music history overlooked Rosetta for decades, but recent years have seen her legacy reclaimed. Fans funded a headstone for her grave, and her 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction marked her public rehabilitation. Truly honoring Sister Rosetta Tharpe means recognizing her not as a footnote, but as a central architect of American music whose guitar still speaks through today's rock and roll.